Radiovalencia.fm. That's station at radiovalencia.fm. Find out how you could be part of the team, part of the dream. Email station at radiovalencia.fm. Or if you have music, you in the band, side projects, email bands at radiovalencia.fm. That's bands, B-A-N-D-S, at radiovalencia.fm. Get your music played. else. RadioValencia.fm. Be behind the scenes. Be in front of the scene. Be in the middle of the scene. Here, Radio Valencia. So much music, so little time. Shines here in the mission. Music you heard, earth, wind, and fire, the great ones, earth, wind, and fire, live in your brain. We also had something from the Mule. Bring in drugs from one state to the next. Look no further than Clint Eastwood, who will help you do that. That was the Mule. Also had music from Protasov. No Regrets was the name of that track. We also had some Mr. Gnome with Three Red Birds. We had new music by Thrice with Robot Soft Exorcism, the lo-fi version. And Less Gravity was on that track. And we started off the whole set. Penza Penza was the name of the artist. Song Kaboom. Starting it off properly. Here, RadioValencia.fm. We are seen and checking radar. The radar is checked, and we are here. We got moves coming from all over this beautiful universe. We're here live, Radio Valencia. Valencia. If you want requests, it's Farco@gmail.com. It's Farco on X. Handle me. And then is the passageway to musical happiness. We've got many ways to talk to people. We even have a phone number, 408. Oh, that's my number. The radio station's number, 415-766-4428. To everyone around the world, 1-415-766-4428. Hello. Well, Michelle?
Yes, it's me. Hi.
Hey, all the way from Geneva, New York. Special guest, Mel Michelle.
Here I am, yes. Hi, everybody.
All and right. Paul C.
Oh, here we go. In the
and
start.
From the sunny Finger Lakes.
The Finger Lakes. Good to hear from you, Paul C.
It's good to hear from you, Paul.
Same there.
Awesome. Paul C. from the Finger Lakes. How's the ice over there?
It's mostly gone.
All right, man.
Yeah, a lot of the snow melted.
That's good.
Yeah, we don't need that.
No, you're right. I'm dodging ice, Paul C.
You're dodging ice. Are they throwing ice cubes at you?
Yeah. And they're frozen salsa. Paul C, I got a new lighter.
Oh, he got a new lighter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, buddy. It works. I've started a couple forest fires already.
That's a good start.
That's a good start. Hey, did you play with fire when you were a kid, Paul C?
Always.
Nice. How about fireworks?
Oh, yeah.
Man, you remember how exciting that was when you got some fireworks and you were detonating them?
Mm-hmm. And that's how. Just to hide and let them off.
You used to hide and let them off?
that would be awesome. Did you ever throw them down the toilet?
What?
No.
And not a toilet that was hooked up. I wasn't that bad.
Oh, okay.
Grandma Calabrese would be so pissed if you did.
Yeah, she would be.
Oh, man. I wasn't too smart as a kid. I would play with, like, fire and fireworks, like, under cars.
Oh.
Because I would hide away from people because they would always try and take away my matches.
This is new revelations.
Well, I was a bad boy.
I used to throw fireworks inside the pond.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with the fish and would fill it up.
And it worked? Did you get some fish?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that must have been awesome.
They would come up on their backs.
Dad!
Paul C. in the studio. Over the airways, Paul C., man, you know? Hey, you want to know something crazy, Paul C.?
Go ahead.
It's over 60 years. What is it, 62 years? JFK.
Oh. JFK's been killed for 62 years.
Uh-huh.
Right, 62. Over 60 years.
And it's about time that President Trump gets his credit for what he's done and gets part of the recognition
Kennedy Center.
Kennedy Center, yes, thank you.
He's not a Trump supporter, but he's okay.
He likes the Kennedy Center, Dean.
That Trump likes that Kennedy Center. What's his name in it?
Oh, yeah, it's all about names, man. You know, you want to drop the names of who shot JFK? Go ahead.
Who shot JFK?
Well, people in the...
Secret Service,
CIA, the Illuminati's.
Were they around then?
I think they were in junior high when they were in that time.
They were playing with knives back then.
Yeah, man. I was too scared to carry a knife. Did you always have a knife with you as a kid? Like, since you were by ponds?
I would have it hidden in my sock.
What?
That's awesome.
Did you know that, Mom?
He was a bad boy. I know. You know?
How big was the knife?
Oh.
About 2 inches?
No, a jackknife.
I don't even know what that means, a jackknife means.
You don't know what a jackknife is?
No.
Like a Boy Scout knife. A camping knife would be 4 inches.
What?
5 inches long.
Oh, man. Okay, so that is actually a good size.
Obviously, it folded up?
It folded up, and you would... sharpen up sticks and stuff with it, you know.
Whittle?
Yeah, camping.
Oh, man. So you were playing with knives as a young kid, man. I didn't play with a knife until I was like 18, and that was because of cooking class.
Cut my first finger off at 14.
What?
Nice.
Of course, it was my own.
You don't know you're missing a... You're not missing a finger.
Huh?
He was hanging.
Oh, Shayna's saying here. You're saying, Shayna?
That's when he was in mafia training. He cut off, as a torture, cut off somebody's fingers.
Take their fingers off as torture. You're right. Paul C., when he needs to get his money. You know?
That's right.
Did you bring the knife to Catholic school?
Yeah, of course.
St. Stephen's, you had knives?
Those nuns are dangerous with a ruler.
You know, I was always impressed by your gun collection, Paul C.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's a good gun collection, man.
We didn't even know he had that.
Yeah, he says he got his Jimmy Hoffa's favorite gun.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then, you know, he has one of the rifles they used at JFK. And then, I don't know. I felt like it was like the one of the Goodfellas movies, Paul C., when I was hanging out with you and the guns. You know?
Yeah, could be.
You know, he gave me a gun. I brought it to California, guys. I hit it with Barry and her dog, her dog's little dog pouch,
well,
you know?
She'll guard it with her life.
Yeah, the dog. It was in the little dog carry-on, and I was able to bring the gun over here, guys. Paul C., I'll give you an envelope next time I see you, too, okay?
Oh, you should. You owe me a couple.
Hey, I gave your brother one. He was supposed to give it to you.
You can't trust my brother. No. He's going to put it in the back and spend it.
Of course.
He's a middle child.
He works at the gravel pit. He controlled the gravel pit, you know?
Yeah, he gets rid of the bodies.
Yeah, dude. So, you know, I understand that, man. Big Mike, right?
Yep,
Big Mike.
Yeah, he ran the gravel pit now, you know?
Yep, you got it.
Well, Paul C., man, I hope you're getting some, what is that place, Titty Twisties? What is that?
Mr. Twisties.
Mr. Twisties ice cream over there in Geneva, New York.
Oh, God, I don't want anybody twisting my titties.
How do you know he doesn't have a shirt on, Shayna? I mean, Paco.
Oh, because I can smell the cologne from here. He smells good, you know? You got no shirt. You know, it's, you know, you got to relax. You know, you're cooling it out, Paul C.
Yeah, it feels better without a shirt on.
Yeah, man, you know.
My particular problem. I wear a shirt, I get itchy.
Yeah, you remember you took, when me and you were, when we were working on fixing the flood in your neighborhood, you remember that? And you took your shirt off, I took my one of my shirts off, and then we were handling it.
Yeah,
their neighborhood got just a little flooded, and then I was there, and I was able to unclog the drains.
You saved the day, Paco.
I did. I saved the day, you know. I drained it out and kept it clean, Paul C. We got to make sure the guns don't get rusted, Paul C.
Oh, I got a little problem there with a couple of them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So what do? You just, you know, dip them in Coca-Cola or something like that for like 30 minutes?
I use called shooter's oil.
Oh, shooter's.
It's oil for guns.
Yeah.
You wipe the sides down and everything. Try to keep the rust from catching hold.
Oh, got you. Yeah, it's been a while since you used them. You save them for each person, right? As memorabilia?
Well, right now I got a bullet for each gun.
Oh, really? There's a very famous saying, you know, and it goes here, and I think it could go for your neighborhood too, and my neighborhood. This whole city is built on bullets.
I thought it was rock and roll.
Man, rock and roll. Hey, Paul C., did you ever like Jerry Lee Lewis?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he always liked his music.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, I got to see him live. You know that?
Oh, yeah. It must have been good.
Yeah, really good. He was really good. And he walked out like Count Dracula.
Now, what did they call him?
A rapist?
No.
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 Wow. No, he was raping his cousin.
I think he married her.
Yeah, he married her.
Or something.
Married her. Let's say Lois is the nickname. Oh. Yeah, what the hell do you call him?
The Great Balls of Fire?
Oh, yeah.
I saw him at the Bridge concert with Norah Jones. They sang.
Oh, really?
The Great Balls of Fire.
That's right. At the Bridges? What was it called?
The Bridge concert?
Yeah.
They used to have in Mountain View.
Yeah.
With Neil Young and all of them.
What was the full name of it? For some reason, I can't even think of the name. Bridges.
The Bridge School Concert Benefit.
Bridge School. I was going to say Bridges, Bourbon and Bridges. Bourbon, Whiskey, and Bridges. I was going to say that, you know? But Jerry Lee Lewis, I don't know. It sucks what, you know, that he did that, you know, but his music, he still was pretty good. They said if that didn't happen to him, he would have been, like, bigger than Elvis, Paul C.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was he canceled back then?
Yeah. He got canceled, all right. Pretty much. They just stopped liking him after that.
He started playing the piano, throw a lighter fluid on it, and start the piano on fire.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Great Balls of Fire. Okay, I can see that.
And then they brought out the s'mores. Well, yeah, Paul C. Did you ever play the piano, Paul C?
Nah. Tried, but wasn't that good.
Guitar.
Guitar, that's right.
I was even worse than the guitar.
You know, for the longest time I had a guitar, and all I would even play it, I would just eat my breakfast on it.
A good TV tray.
Yeah. You know what else is like one of those hand drums? That's a really good. I used to eat my breakfast on that too.
Oh, okay.
Or get some bongos. But you could put your bowl of oatmeal on your bongos, Palsy.
Well, the only trouble is you start adding your hands on the bongos and they're all sticky from the oatmeal.
You put honey or jelly? Go.
Oh, jelly.
Grape?
Jelly and peanut butter.
Oh, man, that's a sweet one.
He loves it. And then Fluffernutter, that's the thing, peanut butter and Fluffernutter.
What's Fluffernutter, that marshmallow?
I've never had Fluffernutter, Sakura.
Yeah, like marshmallow with peanut butter mixed. Oh,
damn, that's I never had that. Sounds good.
Shayna corrected me. It's marshmallow spread.
Oh, marshmallow spread. Thank you, Shayna.
Get it right.
No. Yeah.
You know. That's the brand X Fluffernutter.
Oh, that's the brand X?
Yeah. They call it marshmallow spread because they can't say use Fluffernutter.
Oh, it's patented?
There you go, the patent.
Oh.
Those damn patent names.
Yeah, you know.
You got to excuse me when my voice is going.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah. You doing okay, though? You know, I don't want to take too much of your time, Paul C.
No, I'm doing all right. Comes and goes.
Yeah, I get it. I got to maybe get you some gummies. What do you think about that?
Marijuana?
Yeah,
gummies.
Maybe.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
I'm wondering.
I'm not going to try anything right now.
I know, Dad. It probably would
help us. Help your body. Help his body.
No, good.
Yeah, I'll get you some, like, 500 milligram ones.
We could all have them and eat them.
I have to steal them from Carol Ann.
Yeah, you know, she's got it all. She's got the skinny to everything, buddy.
Yeah.
You're gonna have one gummy and you're going to finally go to Woodstock, buddy. You didn't go to Woodstock, right?
I didn't go, no. Almost.
Oh, tell us about that.
Now some people mentioned that it was not that far from here. And they said there would be some good music there. And I said, I'm an old married man.
Oh, it happened when you were married already?
Yeah.
Oh.
Would you have gone to Woodstock with Dad, Mom? Yeah. Aunt Jackie go? I bet Aunt Jackie went.
Yeah, she went.
Oh, all right. That would have been awesome, you know. But you were busy married. You're married. You're already married, right?
Yeah, I was married for 2 years.
Oh, man.
Four kids.
Did you already have kids?
BC.
Did you already have
kids? BC, four kids.
No, BC. You know, yeah. Hey, it's all right. You would have been a musician if you went to Woodstock.
Hey, you know what my dad used to do is play pool at the pool hall.
Oh yeah, you're a bad boy.
They had a pool hall. Where was the pool hall, Dad?
Downtown.
Wow. Was that your hangout?
Now I got one in my Shayna's attic.
Oh yeah, dude, these guys.
There's up there.
There's badass bats up there.
Shayna has bats in her attic.
So there's in Shayna's house in her attic. There's a pool table, and then there's bats in the attic, right?
Yeah, they got switchblades in their back pockets.
And they're playing pool, the bats, right?
Badass bats.
And they're, you know, she has a Christmas tree and a bag, and they get in the Christmas tree. I bet they love it. They probably go outside. There's trees out here.
Christmas tree isn't up yet.
She can't get her kids to bring the tree down.
That's in the attic,
too?
I
bought a new tree from last year and a new bag.
So oh, you have a new tree and a new bag?
Yeah, I bought a new one last year because I didn't want to go get up there and get it.
So, dude, you got to go. Shana, you got. Dude, I think you could sell these bats, you know, and make some money. You know, I know there's people would buy these bats.
Probably. There you go.
They're pool playing.
Get a hustle going.
Yeah.
What would they use the bats for?
I don't know, but they got new Christmas trees every year.
They got a new one.
Oh, Shana buys a new tree every year because she's afraid to go up there and get the tree from the bats.
Don't remind me.
The bats.
She's so scared. I can't stand it. Think about it.
Hey, you should rent it out as an Airbnb.
Every time I reach in to go grab out another artificial limb to put up, I'm afraid I'm going to grab a bat wing.
They're tiny. They can really hide.
They're gross.
Yeah, but don't they hang on the top? Or they sit down on the couch or something?
They what?
They hang on. Oh, go ahead, tell her again.
Aren't they hanging usually? The bats, they're hanging from the top.
I don't know. They lay down sometimes. Because they get in those bags. They can't lay in a bag.
Oh.
And one time one got in the dining room and it was hanging down from a chandelier.
Oh, that would have been crazy. You know, it'd be funny if you see a couple of the bats in the bean bag just laying down.
With you see them laying down.
With their wings out. They're like, oh, why are we always hanging? We can lay in the bean bag, you know?
They lay there just like
a bat.
Yeah, they get their arm up.
Yeah,
and they put their wing over their shoulder, over their face.
Yeah,
they look just like the monsters and
Dracula.
Dracula, they got into.
Oh yeah, because they're covering. Yeah, because they're covering their face.
Yeah, and they do that. They do it too.
It's just ugly.
That's ugly.
So they should cover their faces because they're ugly. Not cute at all. Those cute pictures they show of bats on Facebook that look like little foxes, those aren't the ones that we've got around here.
No.
Shana's got generations upstairs living.
Yeah. And they look, you should take a picture of one. We could sell it. I'll sell you. You'll get a lot of sales.
There's none up there.
She's hoping there's none up there
right now.
Yeah.
And there's so many little crevices they can hide.
They're bats.
Yeah, I used to shoot them.
Well, yeah, here this. Tell them the story about when Shana called and there was a bat upstairs and what you did, Dad. My dad's fucking tough. Here, tell the story.
What time? Which one was that?
Which one was that?
Yeah, so many gun stories.
You used
stores.
To shoot them with BB guns, didn't you, Dad?
Yes.
Actual guns?
Yeah, I shot them with 22.
I lived there, I don't think.
Yeah.
I held that 22 gun he shot at.
Yeah. He shot with a 22. It was a low muzzle gun. Just enough to kill a bat.
But didn't you climb up and use like a spackle to.
Oh, I hit him with hammers, you name it.
Oh.
Go rescue them. Go do bat rescue then. You won't feel bad because they're ugly and gross.
Yeah, Paul C's tough. He's seen tougher things, you know, Paul C.
Yeah,
that's right.
He's a tough guy.
Did you hit the bats midair with the hammer?
I know what you. Were they flying when you hit them?
We hit them with those plastic baseball bats.
Uh-huh.
Oh, in the air?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. You hit them and they go a mile.
Oh, they go far?
Yeah.
Hey, he with the gun, he shot it with a gun, and then the other hand, he caught it when it fell to the floor. You know?
Yeah.
That's how you do it, Posse.
And the legend goes on.
You are a legend. You're the king of Geneva.
Bat King.
The King of Exchange Street.
Yeah. Exchange Street, that's your spot, okay?
Yeah.
We all know it. You're like the Tony Soprano there.
Yes.
So I can't wait to visit you in the summer.
Yeah. Yeah, you make the information come.
Yeah, and then, we'll go back to our favorite brothel. Oh, no comment. Sorry about that. Sorry.
He's laughing.
Got the old lady here.
No, we didn't go there.
You keep giving them profiteers too much money.
Yeah, it wasn't us. It was Craig.
Barbie was Craig.
No, these boyfriends?
No, before
too. You gotta be careful. Oh, yeah. Oh, not him. It wasn't him.
Oh, they're listening.
It's BB,
oh,
right?
BB, oh, it's BB.
He was driving the car to get away.
There we go, And we're going to party. We're going to have some fun again in Geneva.
Yeah.
But, Paul C., man, it's always good to hear from you. I'm glad we got this to go over the air.
All right, it was great. Maybe I'll get a chance to talk to you again.
Yeah,
we'll do it again. We'll be doing it again.
Okay, buddy.
Hey, buddy, good to see hear all of you. I was going to say see.
He was afraid it was going to be on Zoom, but it's not.
Oh, you want to Zoom and boom with me, Paul C.?
We'll Zoom dancing in the night.
We'll do that later, then, okay, buddy?
Okay, we'll see you then.
All right, guys. Thank you. Good to talk to you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, man. Special guest appearance from Geneva, New York. Paul C. in the building. What you gonna do? What you gonna say? He runs the corner from here to the bay and back to Geneva and the Finger Lakes. Shouts out to all. More music on the way. Let's get back into the music. RadioValencia.fm. New music from Blood Cultures. This song is called The Alpha, The Omega.
waiting for a change. Something for the real ones who wasn't. I can't control how it land. It's a good matter, brother man. I only know how I intended. First impact ain't no on the other hand. Since the girl made the world, I'll be dead and offended. Fuck niggas scatter. Damned if you do, damned if you didn't. Glory in pursuit. I need all my niggas. I need all my niggas.
Yellow cab out of LaGuardia. Some things don't change, some things remain. Finger in the socket when I see the skyline, my heart breaks. Sky the color of slate, gray evening gown. Her spine a ladder, daring to climb. I'm on it like a martyr, cause she ain't mine. Can't be, but in my mind's eye, I whisper myself a lie. Can't be in the corner, it was true when it left my fingertips. Cash only like 96, cigarettes in the bar, we was sick. Kissing in Needle Park.
Yeah, kiss, man. I'm honest,
don't stay.
Check out my
waist. Nowadays, I'm out the way for my kids trying to bring a bad flip mode. All contact, combat, dangerous, we so it be hard to stay on chat balance. Back home, I'm an antsy like an artifact, trust my head's getting old. Black ashes turn to dust, plastic though. Missed calls, my car log, I know. My mama getting old, I know. Pops old and alone, I know. Niggas dying, I know. Niggas dead and gone in the smoke, and I'm just dying. And I'm just trying. And I'm just hustling more for them living folk. All that talk about us, but all that talk about folk. All my folks, them know, cause all my dogs way up. And it's been way too long. Another sad song, fuck your makeup. I'm just trying to adjust, equalize my perspective like Constantine on the road. Same pain, might as well be the same song. Fuck it, just pay us if it rain. Let it say, I'm trying to see my tears in gold. My sister pain transform. I'm trying to find my way back home. Through the maze, still gone. When them candles turn to stone. Few days, filling up on the side of the road. Shit don't take that long, just a few days. Getting hard to explain the decay. I can't even explain, game has been too long. All this stuck in my brain, all this fake Jerry back, better than speeding, all this fake tough facts. See, I don't believe it, when my niggas is demons. My nemesis is freedom, my action is leading. Don't follow me, follow the most high. Everything about perspective, which one of these fuck niggas you idolize? Tell me what you see, niggas lie to me. Let her tell a lie, can't play with me. Can't play with me when you don't know your lies. At the same time, directing out my behavior, cause the play televised.
I come from a very strong history, and I simply want to live on this planet and to continue that tradition and to try in my little way.
Lady love, use your women, got me, cause I need your love, and I won't take you very kindly if I get what I want. I have my mind set on one thing, so lady love, use your women, got me. playing your games. That just won't wait, you promised to me. Said if I gave to you, then you would give to me.
Gotta be hard to admit it, but I was born with it. When all of the normal bridges were just off limits. When the beat is on, I talk splendid. Your brain ain't even gotta admit it. Your body can sense it. Your heart can feel that it's real, that ain't been augmented. Special effected, the color corrected. A big glop of chemicals ain't blopped up in it. But I transcended all the limits, reinvented all the methods, even bent the laws of physics. Every stage I stand, every page, every pen that bore the weight of my hand knows the greatness of the man. I'm a channel. Put me on the track, you see the universe unravel. Stomping on your continent, I grind it into gravel. Ash Haddle, the actual is fact, and after that the only task is act natural. When the truth come up out the shadow, and ask who wanna battle, watch a wicked man skedaddle.